There are causes of cognitive decline or diminished capacity. And one of them, we have the actual dementia diagnosis. We've got Alzheimer's disease, which is a specific degeneration of nerves and lowered level of chemicals in the brain, which carry the messages back and forth between nerve cells. We've got vascular dementia, which is more related to decreased blood flow caused by a narrowing of the arteries. Lewy bodies or Lewy body dementia is a type of protein buildup or deposit that affects nerve cells and causes deterioration. And then there's frontotemporal dementia, which is about 10% of cases, and it's really just a shrinking of the brain physically. And you can have mixed forms of dementia and multiple things happening at once in a particular individual. There are also several conditions which present with dementia-like symptoms, which perhaps are not dementia at all or are exacerbating underlying dementia and may in fact be completely reversible. So it's always something to be able to, you know, Judge King did a fantastic job this morning of discussing what an ad litem should be asking and how they should be, discussing these matters with their clients. And that really is really what we need to be doing as estate planners as well, determining their capacity, determining their inability or ability to take certain actions and being able to walk that fine line that may come up later. But depression can cause forgetfulness and other matters that appear like dementia. Diet and vitamin deficiencies can do the same. I know individuals personally with extreme B12 vitamin deficiencies that created a number of issues that presented as a lot of different options, and truly just supplementing that one vitamin really brought them back away from those questions. Chronic drug use, for a chronic drug user, a lot of forgetfulness and things start to build over time, and there's deterioration of certain assets. And it's one of those questions that we sort of have to ask ourselves. And I know they do it often in the drug treatment world and mental health at large, not dementia. Is someone have a diagnosis that they are treating with chronic drug use, or does the chronic drug use create the symptoms that might lead someone to assume a diagnosis? Also, changes in medication can make a huge difference in the period when individuals are trying to start to figure out, or their bodies are starting to adjust to that. Additionally, infectious diseases. I can think anecdotally of a client who's had extreme kidney bladder infections and kidney stones that present a lot differently whenever the body has gotten so far into those infections. And so it's important to discuss some other issues that might lead you to think dementia, but maybe not at all. Of course, there are progressions of dementia, and this really is shades of gray, right? We all talk about how the law is shades of gray, but in dealing with our clients here, we really are looking at varying levels of their ability to handle certain aspects of daily life for themselves. There's mild cognitive impairment, and this is probably what we're talking about, age-related forgetfulness, having three children running around the house and not getting enough sleep-related forgetfulness, right? So we've got moments where we're not at our sharpest, and that's something quite different. Then there's mild dementia, and these weakened memory is certainly there, diminished cognitive skills, and maybe we've got at a point where someone needs some assistance with certain living, daily or otherwise. In the early stages of dementia, we've got a patient who may present apathetic or losing interest in their hobbies. They're slower to grasp new ideas or do routine jobs. They might become more self-centered or less concerned with others, and they may become irritable. Our clients may get upset, failure to be able to read something that wouldn't have taken them very long previously. Additionally, there's moderate dementia would be sort of the next stage or phase in the progression. And now we're talking about severe memory impairment and difficulty communicating. Living alone is not really an option anymore. And we need the client needs assistance with daily activities. Now we're talking about forgetfulness of recent events, or becoming lost in unfamiliar surroundings, forgetting names or confusing friends and family, and failure to handle their own hygiene and basic necessities of life. Severe dementia here about having problems with communication. Frequent incontinence becomes an issue oftentimes in this stage of the progression. They're very unable, clients might be very unable to remember things short term, and you repeat yourselves. Slow to recognize family or friends, be restless, looking for a long dead relative or an individual or something lost. Have difficulty walking, perhaps they are confined to a wheelchair, and at this point they may even have uncontrolled movement. Profound dementia would be the last sort of medically accepted stage, and the patient has reached a progression where they are often bedridden and in need of care for even the most basic needs. And so